Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for. It's very exciting because Dilruk is here for our traditional trailer podcast reaction.
I know, the pressure's on, Steel, because here's the thing. You put me in a place because I decided to stop watching the trailers. I saw the first Rogue One trailer and I was like, that'll do me. I don't want to know anymore. I'm excited. This looks sick. That's good enough for me. And then you texted me last night going, do you want to watch it? I'm like, yeah, that seems like more of an event. Do you know what I mean? Like, I really wanted to be next to you as your... Because I've listened to your reaction to previous trailers, and I think a part of me just wants to be next to it.
So now that is so classic you, though, Dil.
What do you mean?
It's just like, I've made this decision that's going to help myself. I'm going to be disciplined. But then it's like, what? Attention?
Yeah. Totally. No. Is there a chance for me to... Exactly. So I, as soon as he said, I'm like, yep, let's do it. But here's the thing. So now we stopped our conversation off air because we thought we'll save it for the chat. So I saw the first Rogue One. And by the way, I'm going to keep saying Rogue Squadron, which I got pulled up about last time I was on. The reason I keep saying Rogue Squadron is that's a video game that I used to enjoy playing as a little teenager back in Sri Lanka. So that's still stuck in my head. But Rogue One, there was a big trailer that came out.
Yep.
Was it like the end of last year-ish? Sort of. No. So it was around earlier this year. Anyway, so I saw that and loved the crap out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, see how I said crap and not shit? Because I'm trying to clean it up.
You just blew it.
I know. But so then after that, I have, as soon as anything to do with Rogue One, like literally there was an article that, you know how Facebook sometimes shoots stuff in your face?
I've heard about it.
And there was one that came out as the role that Darth Vader will play in Rogue One. I was like, no, don't tell me. I don't, you know, we've had this discussion about fan theories.
Yeah, but
already.
You know that's just some clickbait article.
I don't know. I just don't want to know. Like I told you this, that when, in the lead up to Force Awakens, I had stopped listening, including this podcast of yours, I stopped listening because I just didn't want to know anymore. So it worked in my favor because I didn't even know there was a discussion about whether Han was, you know, spoilers if anyone has not seen it by now, my God, what are you doing listening to this podcast? But Han dying, I didn't even know it was a thing. So when it happened, I was just filled with all the emotions, like just anger and sadness at the same time because it came out of nowhere for me.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of why I was thinking, okay, Rogue One as well. I'm just going to make sure I just go into the cinema having seen enough of the footage, and that'll do me, you know?
All right,
here it is.
Rogue One.
How's your volume pumping?
I think it's pretty good. You've made me nervous. We're on 50.
Okay. He's actually stretching.
I have to say this before we get going. That it's so fun.
What is so fun?
Star Wars.
Oh, it is.
Like, I had such a fun morning waiting. I was like hassling, like, because everyone's like watching the Olympics in America.
Mm.
Like, and it's like in prime time. And I don't know these suckers that thought they were going to put it on at the start.
Right.
Like, people are going, oh, they keep teasing it and not showing it. And it's like, wow, it's almost like they want you to watch television longer.
And more advertising.
Yeah. Do you have an urge to go to McDonald's? Are you loving it? I do love the, like, on Twitter and stuff, I don't know, just the people from I've met from around the world that are all like, when's it on? Too much Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
Look like Jyn Erso.
That should be trending. Too much Michael Phelps, not enough Jyn Erso.
All right. So, here we go.
All right.
Woo! Ha! Press play.
Oh, yeah, right.
Good music.
The world is coming undone.
No, oh, Forrest Whitaker.
Imperial flags reign across the galaxy.
Goosies.
Mm. Can you be trusted without your shackles?
Let's just get this over with, shall we? We've a mission for you. A major weapons test is imminent. We need to know how to destroy it.
If you're really doing this, I want to help.
Good.
Good. I've been recruiting for the rebellion for a long time.
Destroyed our home.
Oh.
Destroy the Empire now.
I fear nothing. All is as the Force wills it.
The captain says you are a friend. I will not kill you.
There isn't much time.
Oh. Oh.
Every day they grow stronger.
Mindo!
That won me there.
97.6% chance of failure. Amy as well.
X-Wings!
Oh.
What?
Are you with me?
Oh, she's badass.
Oh, yeah!
No! I didn't want that last bit! No! So much for me not swearing this time! I am so filled with mixed emotions.
I was, because when it showed the logo, and I'm like, I wonder if they'll give us a Vader sting. I wonder if they'll give us a Vader sting. Bang.
Good. And what a sting as well, just the breathing with the back of the helmet. Oh, man.
Did you know Darth Vader was in the movie?
No, but that's the thing I told you about that article that said, you know, how, what kind of role Darth Vader
played. Yeah.
And I was like, don't want to know. Don't want to know.
Yeah, so I wasn't sure how much he knew, because at Celebration they showed like a reflection of him on the ground. Like,
oh, like a shadow?
Yeah, like on a really shiny floor.
Oh my god. Because when we spoke last time on this, you asked me my favorite character, and it is that, like, by far. And I'm just like, oh man, I kind of, that's so exciting though. That means I get to see, because I still have the taste of Hayden Christensen's, like, that last no in my mouth still, which is literally what I yelled out when I saw him.
You need to brush your teeth more. So,
yeah, since 2005, I've had that taste in my mouth. No, but I feel like I'm excited because this will give me, you know, some new dark.
Cleanse it.
Well,
cleanse the Darth palate.
And this is also, it's going to be in that prime when he's evil sort of phase as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, we sort of see the transition across the 4, 5, 6, whereas, and at the start of 4, he's pure evil. So I feel like this is, we're not going to get a softened Anakin at this point.
Yeah, because what ruins him is finding out he's got a son.
Yeah. Because that brings his...
That's when he begins to lose focus.
Well, no, but I mean, that's what makes the character so interesting. Because in the fourth one, you don't think there's anything redeemable about this good dude. He's just killing guys left, right, and center, you know, strangling them and shit. But then you sort of see the breaking down of him because of his love for the son. Whereas this one, I feel like we're just going to get unfiltered.
Cold-hearted.
Just the dark side.
No child support payments.
No child support.
No every second Sunday.
Maybe probably off the back of Padme dying as well. He must be just full of rage. Because you just had to... I never followed anything of Star Wars other than the movies. So I've always had to just assume that during that time when he found out Padme died, he just went mental, killing people.
Tough blow. Like, imagine... Yeah. you know, you've hooked up with Natalie Portman and then you accidentally kill her.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that's what, yeah.
Huge. You're never going to get a girlfriend that good looking again.
Well, not with that helmet. Like, you know, it's a really hard one to pull off. Like, you know, you know, it's like people have body image issues as it is. Imagine how Darth Vader feels when he has to take off the mask and helmet.
it's like you got to get the hot wife before you like get old.
Yes. Someone to die with. Yeah. You use the young body when you get a chance.
So I lucked out. I was like, I was just like,
right. So now I'm 31.
Put me out there now. I'm not getting shit.
Yeah, you locked it down as soon as possible. I'm 31 and 40 kilos overweight. I better lock something down soon.
Don't worry. You might be able to get the fame hot girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, cool. I'm happy with that. A shallow relationship.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.